As we're all finding our seats, I want to introduce something that's, I believe, is really important in the life of our church. When God gave us the direction to come and purchase this facility and to renew it and refurbish it and make it into a church, well, then we had a property on Quincy that we wanted. With all of our heart, we wanted the property where we used to meet to stay as an instrument of the kingdom of God. We wanted that to be something that where people could be touched and ministered to, and we didn't really know how to do that. And over a course of a lot of prayer and a lot of communication, 2 years ago, when we moved in here, we were able to let Stonebridge, which was a smaller church at the time, move into our facility. And Stonebridge is a wonderful outreach for Jesus Christ in this city. Brad Miles is the pastor. We know his wife and he, Amy, and their children, and so many good people at Stonebridge. And so we're able to allow them, because they're small and trying to grow, they can't afford the facility. So our leadership team prayed and prayed, and we believe God led us to allow them to use our facility. So we really feel connected at the heart level with the ministry that's going on at Stonebridge over on Quincy Street. It's an extension of our hearts at Harvest Christian Fellowship, and their church has doubled in the last 2 years since they've moved into this facility. So, Pastor Brad, not me, but the other Pastor Brad, is such a good friend and such a good-hearted guy. He wanted to say thank you. And so we said the best way to say thank you is just come have church with us and preach and let all the people of our church combine and mingle together and build better relationships. You know, they feel a call to do things that are different than what we do, which is what it should be. Every church has a different kind of ethos, you know, a heartbeat that's different. And so they've opened up a food ministry where they distribute food like every couple of weeks to people who need food in this city. And I want you to understand that wouldn't be happening if it wasn't for you. Because that building still technically belongs to us, but really it just belongs to Jesus. And so Jesus told us to let them meet there. And because they're meeting there, their church is growing. There are people that they're touching out in the city, that their influence is expanding, and I just thank God for that. So without further ado, I want you to watch this video, because next Sunday, we're all going to worship together right here in our new facility with Stonebridge.
Hey, Harvest, I'm here with my good friend Brad Miles. And for you guys that don't know, Brad's the pastor over at Stonebridge Fellowship. And we are super excited, because here's the deal. You may not know this, but a couple of years ago, when we moved into our new facility, we had an old facility over there on Quincy Street that we needed to do something with. And rather than selling that property or that thing reverting back to a business or something like that, we were super happy to partner with Brad and the church over at Stonebridge and allow them to move into that facility, utilize it for ministry, and grow their church. They were in the same spot that we were at. We had outgrown our facility. We needed somewhere bigger in order to do what God had called us to do, and that's what they were at as well. And so we're excited to have them over there in that building. And so we invited Brad and, in fact, the whole church to come and worship with us on November the 25th, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, and it's going to be an exciting day.
Yeah, and it's really been an amazing couple of years for us in that building. God's doing all kinds of amazing things, and we're really, really grateful for the ways that God has blessed us, but we're really, really grateful for the relationship that we have with you at Harvest and for the relationship we have with the staff here. That relationship goes way back, even farther, and so it's been a blessing for us to do ministry with you here in Plainview, and so we can't wait to be with you on the Sunday after Thanksgiving. And our folks are going to be wearing some Stonebridge t-shirts, because they want to make sure that they're able to talk to you guys and share with you how grateful we are for the relationship that we have with you, and for the way God has used you to bless us and is using us together to transform this city for the cause of Christ. So we can't wait. Join us Sunday after Thanksgiving, and we're going to worship together.
If you feel like I do, but I think you do. See that logo where it says Harvest and Stonebridge? That's the way the church is supposed to be. That's what my heart tells me is right. We're not segregated, we're one. We all have a different place to meet, and we all have a different group of people to reach, but we're all here for the same reason, to spread the good news of Jesus. And I'm so glad to get to be a part of what Jesus is doing in our city and our region out here in West Texas. So we're going to wrap up a series in the book of Haggai this morning, and we've spent 4 weeks on one and a half pages in the Bible, and I've been amazed at what God can say to us. And we've had this idea. We've talked about when you read the Old Testament, when you read any scripture, you interpret it through the complete and finished work of the cross. Another thing that is important to the series is if you're just showing up and you didn't get to hear the last three, you can go to our app on and you can pick that up. These guys can show you a slide, or you can go out to the Connection Center here in a minute, and you can load our app on your phone, and it'll give you all the messages plus an introduction. There's a history lesson on the phone about what was going on historically with Haggai at this time. And so when we read scripture, it's really important to be a student, not just a casual reader, but we should dig in a little bit and understand the historical context. And then, of course, then we know that all 66 books in the Bible are relevant to us today. And so as we read them, we trust that the Holy Spirit will interpret these words to us through the lenses of the complete and finished work of the cross of Jesus Christ. So for instance, in Haggai, the word of the Lord through the prophet Haggai was, rebuild my temple. So to us today, the word of the Lord to Harvest Christian Fellowship today is, rebuild my temple. They were building a physical building. We are building people. Because people now are the temple of the Holy Spirit, according to the book of Corinthians in the New Testament. After Jesus died and rose again and sent back his Spirit, now everyone who believes in Jesus, the Spirit of God dwells in your heart. And the Bible says clearly, you are a temple of the Holy Spirit where Christ lives. So this is who we're called to build. So I don't know what it's like at your house, but I get lots of advice at my house. And not just from my wife, but all three of my kids, because, you know, we try to encourage free exchange of ideas and expression with respect, right? But one of those conversations at my house this week was, maybe you shouldn't yell at everybody this morning. Because this might not surprise you, but the last 3 weeks I've been extremely passionate, and I've been surprised at how when I start reading these words, I get all excited. And so when I get excited, I scream and yell. And it was explained to me this morning that not everybody likes that. And that some people, when they hear a raised voice, it scares them and causes them to shut down. Well, that would never be my intention. When I scream and yell, it's a warrior's cry, man. I'm like, let's go, rah! You know. And but I don't mean to scare anybody. So this morning, I'm going to try my hardest to just maybe sit down and talk for a little bit. And I think that's important that we think about everybody. I don't ever want to scare anybody by preaching God's word. I want it to be something that is rich and deep and meaningful. And that's just how I react, because I'm crazy. And my dad never knew what to do with me. My dad is very passionate, but he expresses it in different ways. And so, you know, I have this weird laugh. If you ever hear me laugh, it's high-pitched and noticeable. Like, I can't go to a movie and hide, because if something funny happens, I'll laugh, and when I walk out, somebody will say, I knew you were here, Pastor Brad. And so when I was growing up, my daddy said, son, laugh right. And I'm like, how do you laugh right? So I've just had to embrace the fact I'm different, I'm real excitable, and I hope you'll accept me, I accept you. And I'm going to try to be calm as I finish today's message in Haggai. So just a little bit of review. And we'll wrap it up real fast. You know, I was thinking this whole week, man, I'm going to have to do a short sermon. We're going to have a short sermon this Sunday. And the Lord said, no, we're not having a short sermon. These people preach the message today. This is what we're all about. When we talk about building the church, it's about people receiving new life in Christ, being forgiven of their sins, their lives being totally transformed from the inside out. And that's what God would say to us through the book of Haggai. Keep doing what you're doing. So he came to them, and we talked about the word conviction, we talked about the word obedience, and we said those are no longer bad words to us. When God speaks to us, it does bring you under conviction. It causes you to feel a little bit of discomfort because you realize he's telling you to do something different than what you're currently doing. But it's not shame and it's not condemnation. But when the word of the Lord comes to you, it will probably be a little bit uncomfortable, not to hurt you, but to get your attention. And when Haggai spoke to the people in chapter 1, they had been sent back to Jerusalem out of exile, back to their homeland to rebuild the temple, and they had gotten distracted. And it says in the sixth month of that year that he came and prophesied to them and said, "You're building your own house, I want you to build mine." And they responded by obeying what the Lord said. Very simple message. You've done a good job at building your house, but that's not what I brought you here for. So how would that contextualize for us today? We can easily drift to our own agenda, just kind of doing what's best for me, and forget that there's thousands of people right here in Plainview and our region that God wants us to think about. In fact, in the book of Philippians, it says it this way, prefer one another as more important than yourself. That's building the church. That's what God has called us to do, is to think of others. And so when we think of others, we have the opportunity to lift them up. And it all begins right here with accepting Jesus Christ, giving your life to him, receiving the cleansing of your sins, darkness out, light in. Baptism is a symbol of what that means. You're buried, your old life is gone, you're risen in new life with Christ, and you have the same, the Bible says, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. I can't think of a better thing to give my allegiance to than life transformation through Jesus Christ. And we said this last week, and I probably said it every other week, but no matter where your income is derived from, you may be a salesman, you may be a doctor, you may be a businessman, you may be a farmer. Whatever your income comes from, it doesn't matter, because your job is to glorify Jesus and build his church. That's what your job is. And we don't need to get distracted and think we're building our own career. No, God has given you skills so that you can obtain finances with those skills. And see, you didn't make those skills happen. God gave them to you. Even in your mother's womb, he knitted you together. It's all about God. It's all about Jesus and his kingdom. And now he has given you the blessed opportunity to work with your hands and to work with your heart, building up other people. We talked about in chapter 2 that sometimes when you commit to the work like they did in chapter 1, you can get discouraged because people are not easy to work with. I know you are, and I know I am, but just some people are not always easy to work with. And it's like my dad used to say, son, you're going into ministry. And that was a struggle for my family because they thought I should do one thing and I thought I should do this. And then, you know, the conversation was, well, ministry would be great if it wasn't for all the people. But that's not true. I know we say funny phrases like that, but it's not true. Ministry's only great because of all the people. This is one thing I love the most about our church. You guys love each other. And it's, we always have to like figure out how to get you to sit down and quit talking to each other. That is a wonderful problem. I hope it never changes. I hope we always have to ring bells and play music to get your attention because you're so busy loving on each other because people matter. And ministry is fun. I want you to know when it's filled by the Spirit, when it's directed by God in the heart, ministry is a joy. And ministry is not something that professionals do on a stage. It's what the people of God do every day. The word ministry means serve. To minister is to serve. And we are called to serve God and serve people wherever we are. Now, I'm going to hurry through now. I actually had more time than I anticipated. These are the fastest baptizers I've ever seen. Once they came out of the discouragement in chapter 2, then God gave them his promises. He said, I'll be with you, I'll provide for you, and I'll give you peace. And then today, and then last week he gave an object lesson. You'll just have to go back and listen. I can't reteach the object lesson, but it's like this. You don't stumble into holiness, but you can stumble into sinfulness. But intentionally, we pursue God and we become holy, because holy doesn't mean some foo-foo in the clouds. Holy is set apart for God's work. And everyone who's a Christian is holy, set apart for God's work. And so to stay holy, we have to intentionally make good choices that the Holy Spirit inside of us. See, you can be holy because the Holy Spirit lives in you. It's not that hard. All you got to do is surrender all. And surrender all is not just the day you got saved or baptized. Surrender all is every minute of every day. And that's the life of a Christian. But we think of surrender as weak. No, surrender is the most empowering thing you could ever do. Because when you surrender to Jesus, then he says he will live through you. This is the God of the universe. This is the most powerful being ever known in our cosmos. God Almighty wants to live through you. And we're trying to make money? I mean, come on. Because we equate money with power. We all want power. We all want influence. I'm going to tell you today, the fourth P is power. God promises presence. He'll be with us. He says, I'll provide for you as long as you're building my church. He said, I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth. The gold is mine. The silver is mine. Man, we could just have a fun message right there, couldn't we? Presence, I'll be with you. Provision, don't worry about the money. I'm going to shake the heaven. I'll shake the tree and let the money come rolling into my house. And then he says, I'll give you peace. Today, we're going to learn about power. Check this out. Verse 20. Then the word of the Lord came a second time to Haggai on the 24th day of the month. So this is the second time he speaks on that third occasion. So the sixth month, the seventh month, the ninth month. Here on the ninth month, God speaks to him twice. Okay. Saying, speak to Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, saying, I am going to shake the heavens and the earth. This is God speaking. I will overthrow the thrones of kingdoms and destroy the power of the kingdoms of the nations. And I will overthrow the chariots and their riders, and the horses and their riders will go down, everyone by the sword of another. On that day, declares the Lord of hosts, I will take you, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, my servant, declares the Lord, and I will make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you, declares the Lord of hosts. Do you know what a signet ring was? It was the seal of authority and power of the king. Back in ancient times, when this was written, they would roll up a scroll and seal it with hot wax and put the signet ring on it. You know what I'm saying? It sealed it, and you knew you didn't mess with that unless you had permission, because that signet showed the emblem of the king who had all authority and all power. And God now said, and so whatever was written in that document, when you broke that seal, you were under the authority and power of the king. Are you coming there with me? Now let's interpret that through the New Testament. Who's the king? Let's say it louder. Who's the king?
Jesus.
Jesus. And Jesus would say to you today, church, you are my Zerubbabel. Church, you're my signet ring. What does that mean? My authority and power is with you. This isn't a new concept. It's where we get our mission statement. This one won't be on the screen. You might turn there with me or go there on your phone. Matthew 28 is where the Great Commission is spoken. Matthew 28. We always quote 19 through 20, but we miss 18. This is Jesus the King saying, I'm going to make you my signet ring. Listen to it. And Jesus came to them and spoke to them saying, all authority, that means power, influence, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Now go. Go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Church, we not only have the presence of God, the provision of God, the peace of God, we have the power of God. Do you know in Matthew 18, Jesus says, whatever you bind on earth shall have already been bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall already have been loosed in heaven. That's authority. That is power. We are not an anemic, weak church just asking for a handout or hoping to survive. We are the anointed people of God who are thriving with authority and power. That's who we are. Trying not to yell. Think about it. Think about it. Do you wake up in the morning and say, I am the signet ring of Jesus Christ? What does that mean? Whatever I do, God is doing. He is doing Jesus. Whatever Jesus is doing, I am doing. Most of us don't see ourselves that way, but that's how God sees us. I pray today in the name of Jesus that you would see yourself differently. That you would believe that you have not only the presence of God, the provision of God, and the peace of God, but church, you've got the power of Jesus Christ. You are his signet ring. You are his signet ring. The seal of the kingdom is on you. Wherever you go, whatever you do, power and authority comes with you. Stand with me. Man, if that don't light your fire, your wood's wet. I'm so overwhelmed and renewed in my thinking today. As long as I'm humble and obedient to building his church, I've got everything I need. He's with me. He provides for me. He gives me peace. And he gives me power. I am his signet ring. God, let us believe this. Let us not just hear it today and feel a warm feeling, but God, let this word penetrate deep into our heart. Let it be etched upon our thinking and our mind. We are God's anointed, chosen people with authority and power to accomplish the mission. Go into all the world. Preach the gospel. Go into all the world. Build the church. Go into all the world. Make disciples. Thank you, God. Church, could you just lift your hands with me? Tell him thank you. We couldn't do this for ourselves. Thank you, God. We couldn't make ourselves powerful. We couldn't have enough provision. But God, you have chosen us. Just normal, everyday, weak West Texas people. And we're no longer weak in you. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We've been given the authority of Christ to accomplish the mission. Lord, let that fall on us today. Let your Spirit reign in us today. As we sing, as we believe, as we depart from this place, Lord, fill us with this truth. Make us effective in reaching and building people in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Thank you, God. We're going to sing a song together. And I just want you to let it soak in on you, church. Maybe you just need to close your eyes, sit down, just let the truth. I am Jesus Christ's signet ring. I am the authority and power of the kingdom of God. What I'm doing, Jesus is doing. What Jesus is doing, I'm doing. We are his people. If you need prayer for any reason, our prayer team's going to come right now. Maybe you just want to seal the deal. Maybe you want that signet ring just to seal that over your heart. Just come and let somebody pray for you this morning. Pray that that word and that truth be guarded in your heart. Whatever you need this morning, God is here for you. You can come and receive prayer. You can sit and let it soak in. After we finish this song, you're dismissed. I just want you to know, I wish I could give every one of you a hug right now. I love you. God loves you. And you are called according to his purpose. And his power and his authority is resting on your head today. God bless you.